In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Christ is in our midst.
He is in
this week is the Sunday of the Canaanite woman, and as we began the countdown last week, the count continues, so it is 74 days that remain, confessional days before Pascha. One of the things that I love about the Psalms is the honest portrayal of human emotion that we find there, especially in the Psalms of David. When we read his Psalms, we see his highs and his lows. We see the heights of his exaltation, and we see the lows of his desperation. One of the lines that emerges in those low moments when he's crying out to God is the prayer that God would not forget. One such prayer, he says, "Arise, O Lord, let your hand be exalted. Forget not your poor till the end of time." Or on an even more personal note, he says, "How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you turn your face from me?" Certainly, as we follow after Christ, we very often experience moments like the prophet David experienced, the King David experienced. Moments when we feel like God has forgotten us. Most of the time, it has to do with the difficult circumstance that we may be going through. And as the difficulty of persevering intensifies, so it is that our feeling that God has forgotten us also intensifies. Of course, theologically, we know that God never forgets us, but the truth is, in our emotional being, we feel as though God has forgotten us. The truth is, we must learn to hold on to is that fact, that God never does forget us. The truth is, despite our difficult circumstance, his love is unchanging. His care is the same. His grace towards us remains the same. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And truly, God never forgets us. But the truth is, at times, we do forget him. I think it's important to note the Old Testament story of the children of Israel's departure from Egypt, the Exodus story. And in that Exodus story, we see, in a sense, an image of the Christian life. The children of Israel were slaves in Egypt. God delivered them through the waters of the Red Sea. He led them through the wilderness of Sinai to a promised land, and all the way he was supplying them miraculously with food, manna from heaven, waters that gushed forth from rocks, and so forth. And so it is that we were slaves of sin, and God, through the waters of baptism, leads us through that and delivers us from that bondage to sin. And he leads us through the wilderness of this world to the kingdom of heaven, providing for us all along the way exactly what we need in this life. It's important to note that as the children of Israel wandered the wilderness and they got to the point that it was about the time to enter the promised land, decades had passed since they left Egypt. There is the book of Deuteronomy that kind of is a book that is summarizing what they have been through. It's at the end of that time period. And in that, there is a theme that emerges, and that theme is the remembrance of God. Remember, lest they forget, is a line that would constantly come up. After all that they have been through, the prophet Moses is reminding them to remember the God who led them out of Egypt. So, for example, in the fourth chapter of Deuteronomy, we hear this: "Remember, God revealed himself to you and gave you the Ten Commandments. Remember, lest you forget, and carve an idol out of wood." Or in the sixth chapter, he says, "When you have eaten and are full, remember lest you forget the Lord your God." It's interesting. He doesn't say when you're hungry, remember, because he understands people remember God when they're hungry. It's when you've eaten and you are full, remember God. And then he says this in the 25th chapter: "When God gives you rest from your enemies, do not forget the Lord." And the eighth chapter is very telling in the descriptions and the examples that he gives, which is probably the most developed of all these references. I won't quote all of it, but some of the references is, he says things like this: "When your sheep and cattle have multiplied, when your gold and silver have multiplied, and when your heart is lifted up, remember, lest you forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the bondage of Egypt." The warnings of Moses way back then, though they apply very clearly to a historical circumstance, certainly do apply to us in our spiritual struggles today. We see the image of the Christian life again in the Exodus story. And we too must constantly struggle against that forgetfulness of God that we can so easily fall prey to. It's not as if we forget that God exists, but we live our life very often as though he does not exist. We make decisions without consulting him. We do things that we want to do without considering whether it's the best thing to do and so forth. And in those moments, we're not remembering God. We're remembering ourselves and our own priorities and our own desires. We need to, part of the spiritual life is to cultivate that constant remembrance of God. If we constantly would remember God, if every moment of our life we remember God, we would clearly live our lives in a manner that is very different than most of us live our lives. When times are difficult for us, it is then that we typically desperately cry out for God. But when things are not so difficult, do we have the same diligence? You see, the prophet Moses is reminding them, not about the hard times, he's reminding you, when you come to the promised land, when all these things are good, remember God in those moments. Don't forget God in those moments. And we need to remember the same message. When things are not so difficult, when things are peaceful, when things are good, we need to remember God. And doesn't it tend to be true that when things are going well in our lives, it's those moments in our lives that we grow complacent and lazy in our spiritual practices? We kind of forget how important God is in those moments. We occupy ourselves with other things. We don't carve an idol out of wood, but we kind of have our own idols that we fall back to when times are good. Certainly the gospel text today is not about forgetting God, and don't get me wrong, I'm not implying or leading us to that conclusion. The Canaanite woman had not forgotten God. She had a great faith in God, and she demonstrated great perseverance in her faith. She was a woman in a trying circumstance. Her daughter was influenced by a demon. And watching her daughter suffer in that context, it created a desperation in her. She was desperate for her daughter, and she would not be turned away by the disciples sending her away, by Jesus discouraging her. She would not be turned away. And certainly this story is a beautiful example of an individual's faith in the midst of desperate circumstances. She did what was fitting and what was right, given her circumstance. When we're in a desperate situation, we too need to follow that example of her. We need to run to Christ and cry out to him. We have to cry out to him and plead our case. We must exercise great diligence and perseverance. We have to hold on to faith, despite the difficult circumstance that is trying our faith, even leading us to a weaker faith. She was desperate, and she took her desperation to Christ, and that's what we all must do. But consider with me the fact that she was a woman in a desperate circumstance, in a desperate situation, and her desperation drove her persistence. Again, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not criticizing her at all. It's the right thing to do in the circumstance. But by way of reflection, let's go off the page, so to speak, and consider the human condition. Let's consider this simple question. Is a desperate situation the only thing that makes us desperate for God? Think about that. Is a desperate circumstance the only thing that makes us desperate for God? I think if we're honest with ourselves, we all know the uncomfortable answer is, most of the time, the answer is yes. It's desperate situations that make us desperate for God, because we do grow forgetful of God until the circumstances of our life make us so uncomfortable that we have to do something about it, and then we're desperate for God once again. But ultimately, don't we all recognize that our life should be governed by a desperation for God all of the time? Shouldn't that kind of be the motto of our life, that we're desperate for God? Regardless of the circumstances of our life, we're desperate for God? The Canaanite woman is indeed a great example of faith and perseverance, and truly we should find her faith inspiring. But we have to reflect on the human condition as well, and the fact that our relationship with God is often driven by circumstances. The relationships that we have shouldn't be driven by circumstance, and chief of all of those is our relationship with God. It should not be driven by our circumstances, and yet, so often it is. When our life becomes desperate, it is then that we become desperate for God. But our relationship with God is to transcend Sunday worship. It's to be more than those desperate moments of crisis in our lives. It's to encompass every moment, every day of our life. We can truly endeavor to live by the motto that the Apostle Paul once preached to ancient Athens. In him, we live and move and have our being. See, when we have the things that we need, we must remember God. We must give thanks to God for his sustenance, for his right, and put him in that rightful place in our lives. When we're at peace with those who have once were against us, in those moments, we don't forget God, we remember God and give thanks to God for what he has brought us through. When we have moments of success and triumph, we don't forget God in those moments. We remember God and we give him the glory. When our life is progressing on course, when our heart is uplifted, it's those moments we need to remember God and turn to him with the same diligence. In the most desperate moments of our lives, God is there and we must reach out to him. In the difficult moments of our life, God is there and we must cry out to him. But likewise, in the best moments of our lives, God is there and we must remember him and reach out to him. And in the in-between moments in our life, when life perhaps is boring, the boring moments of our life, so those times we need to remember that God is there and we still reach out to him. We must always remember that our lives are in God's hands, that our very breath is a gift of God, that each new day is a gift that God gives to us. And we are created to live in communion with God. And it is when we separate ourselves from that reality, when we step apart from that reality, living in communion with God, it is then that we truly become desperate human beings, because we're living in a manner that human beings are not intended or created to live. We are created to live in communion with God. So we need to, I think, find ultimately a new motivation for reaching out to God. Certainly it's true that desperate situations make us desperate for God, but really, shouldn't it be our love for God that makes us desperate for him? Shouldn't it be more the image of the one that falls in love with the beloved, and our heart yearns and longs for our beloved because we are so in love with God, we must have God in our life, and so we're desperate for him. Christ our God has done everything for us and for our salvation. He has given us grace upon grace again and again, over and over again. That reality should stir our hearts in love towards him. And that love should burn in our hearts like a raging fire. And it should make us desperate in our longing for him, in our searching after him, in our reaching for him, in our calling out to him. See, the Canaanite woman is a great example of persistent faith and calling out to Christ in her moment of need, reaching out for him. And certainly when we find ourselves in difficult and desperate circumstances, we too must follow that example of her persistence in seeking after Christ. But we must not forget God when things settle down, when God brings us through to the other side, when our life is going well and things are peaceful and positive. We still remember God in those moments. We still seek God in those moments with the same desperation that we had when our circumstances were desperate. We desperately need God in our lives all the time. When times are bad, we need him. And when times are good, we need him. And when times are in between, we need him. And we desperately need to cry out to him. God has never forgotten us, and God never will forget us. And we too must strive to do the same with him, to never forget God. We must remember God each and every day, every hour, and every moment of our lives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.